It's a fucking disgrace.
Yeah.
It is so fucking insane and wrong what they are doing to this girl. She's 15 years old and they were doing it to her when she was fucking... They were probably fucking doing it to her before she was born. But they've definitely been doing it to this woman. This child woman. She's not a woman. She's a child woman. She's a little girl. And they've been doing it to her for at least a few years. Okay, she debuted when she was, what, 14? Could have been younger, but I think it's 14. And she's been training for, you know, before that as well. This New Jeans girl. She's now 15. She's 15. And you know what they got her doing? And they probably, maybe they had her doing this when she was 14 as well. But you know what they got her doing? They've got her talking to fucking grown men through a video call. A fucking video call. And then, I don't know how many have fucking posted it, but there's one person here on TikTok. He's posting it. He's a grown man. And he's posting video calls with a child, okay? With a fucking underaged fucking girl. That, by the way, looks like she's supposed to be at a brothel. She has caked makeup on her face. It's like someone made a cake of makeup and then threw it at this poor young girl's face. She looks like a whore. And that's like a fucking objective fact. She has like all this eyeliner on and she looks like she's been dressed to go in and sexually entertain, amuse, and pleasure older men. That's what it looks like. And that's what she's fucking doing, isn't she? And they're making her do it. And she's doing it in a very kind of, it's a soft way. And it's a fucking under the table way. And it's a way where, this is happening. We're doing this, but nobody's allowed to talk about it. Anyone's talking about it, then you're the fucking sicko for pointing it out. Oh, you're pointing out the fact that she looks like a whore, like she's dressed to have sex with older men. You're pointing that out? Well, you're the fucking freak. You're the weirdo. You're the evil one. Not us. We're just a company. Just a company who are looking out for the best interests of this young girl. This new young girl. This young girl in new jeans. It's disgusting. It's so fucking disgusting, man. And they're getting away with it. And they will continue to get away with it. You know why they get away with it? Because all of the people who are watching this shit, they're fucking, well, half of them are bots. Half of them are bots to kind of push all the fucking sheep that come along to comment on these videos in the correct way. They're doing all the, she's so cute, she's so cute, 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 cute comments. Hundreds, thousands of these cute, isn't she so cute, crying faces, comments, you know. And then there's a few, I've noticed a few, where they actually do think, and they see it, and they go, wait, how old is this guy? Why is she so young and doing this? Imagine this outside of K-pop. The shield of K-pop. Imagine a 20-something, or even if he's like 19, 18 years old. You know, imagine this person video calling with this 15-year-old girl. And he called her an angel. He called, you look like an angel. Ugh, sickening. And it's funny because I've just checked his profile. I checked it before I started recording. And he has deleted that video. Alright, I saw it. I saw it, you little bitch. I saw it. I saw you trying to flirt with this 15-year-old girl. And he's like, he seems obsessed with them. His whole account is, he's video calling with all of them. All right. And he's kept the video calls with the other members up, but he's taken that one down because maybe something got into his head. And he realized, oh, fuck. He realized, didn't he? I'm a pedophile. I'm a fucking pedophile. And I'm outing myself as a pedophile on TikTok. But he's still got some videos up from before with her. He hasn't deleted them yet. Because apparently he's had these video calls with them before. These stupid fucking video calls with them before. It's disgusting. And of course, this is the same company that we know oh so well. You know what they're called. You know their disgusting name. HYBE. HYBE Corporation. Fucking HYBE Corporation. Fucking sick. HYBE Corporation hurt my child, hurt Kim Garam. All right, and Kim Garam, also a young girl. And they pushed her out there, and they took advantage of her, and they squeezed juice out of her. Got some juice out of her, got some fucking bullshit. Got a lot of bullshit out of her. News stories. Controversy. Used her in that way for marketing purposes. And then they threw her away. They fucking threw her away, my child. Kim Garam, my child. Like, why? I mean, it's a different situation with me. I allowed Kim Garam to do this because I allow Kim Garam to do whatever the fuck she wants. Because she is in her human form. And she has to live her life with her, you know, her human family here on Earth. But I mean, why do they do it? Why do these families do it? Why did my Kim Garam's family, human family, not our real family, human family, do it to Kim Garam? Why did they do it to Garam? Why are they doing it to this young girl in New Jeans? It's just about the fucking money. Hey, look, you're a cute little kid. I'm sure you can also be trained to sing and dance. Money time. You're going to be a fucking idol. You're going to be a K-pop idol. You're going to make mummy and daddy a lot of money. And you'll probably be broken when you're 25. You'll probably be destroyed in your 30s. And you'll kill yourself. You'll kill yourself like so many of them do. It's not even the abuse that could be happening when the cameras are off. When things are, you know, the shining of that fucking light is not on her. I mean, I'm sure there's some kind of abuse happening to her. Because the public abuse is real. It's obvious. So there's got to be some fucking... when the doors close, abuse happening as well. Because this girl, fucking 14, 15-year-old girl, is being put in a chair, dressed up like a whore. There's no other way to say it. She does not look like a 14, 15-year-old girl who's in a fucking music group. She looks like, you know... what does that mean? What does heavy makeup and all these kind of like fucking lacy, frilly thing, like clothing and her hair done in all this, you know, complicated, complex, fucking curly way. What does it mean? What does a ton of fucking eyeliner mean? And mascara mean? And lipstick? And powder all over your fucking face? What does it mean? It doesn't mean like, oh, you're cute. No, it fucking doesn't. It really pisses me off. And it pisses me off that It's just the reality, man. It's like, it's the minority of people who can see it. And the majority of people
just go along with it. Oh yeah, look, she's so cute, so cute,
so cute, so cute. When most of those fucking men are jerking off over her. That's the truth, isn't it? If you're a fucking man who is into young K-pop groups, all right? Like young K-pop groups. I'm not talking even 18, 19, 20s, you know, above. No, I'm talking fucking 14, 15, you know, 16 on the line, you know? It's like, you fucking sick fucks. You really are. It's a disgusting industry. It really is. And it's accepted by the most people because the music's catchy. It's catchy. And it's nice. I've said it before. New Jeans, great music. It's just great music. But here's the thing, okay? If you listen to New Jeans music, you fucking stop at the Cookie song where they're talking about their little vaginas and pretending they're cookies. That's where you stop. And you can listen to some of the other music because it's fucking hard not to. It's everywhere. And you can appreciate the music. But at the same time, you've got to know the whole thing's disgusting. It is. And 100%, you don't watch the music videos. You don't, like, stand them. These fucking men are standing these children. This child. Grown men are standing her. And they're getting video calls with the child. All dressed up for them. It's fucking, it should be illegal. Why isn't it illegal? Why hasn't Hype Corporation been, the whole thing, been imprisoned, been destroyed? Throw it into the fucking DMZ and see what happens. Send it up north. And let fucking Unny Boy have some fun. Let him put a fucking Hwasong 1-8 through it. How about that? This is Korean people's problems, and the Korean people have to solve it. But it's terrible. It's terrible. And the Korean people's problems are spilling over, okay, out of the peninsula and into the rest of the world. And this is the real problem in the Korean peninsula, okay? This is it. This is the problem that needs to be solved. And this is the guy I've seen. It's one guy I saw doing this, putting the videos on TikTok of these fan calls, and it's sick. But I'm sure there's more. And if this company is letting grown men, I mean, it would be a miracle if he's not a grown man. I mean, he looks definitely above 18, you know. I would say probably 20, early 20 something. But if they're doing it, he's the guy, he's one of the people who won the fan call. He spent most likely thousands of dollars to get the chance to win this fan call with this group. And he knows it as well, because he took the video down. He's not like special needs, not a little special needs person. He's a sick fuck. Because he took the video down after he probably saw some comments. He saw some of the comments, the minority of comments, and went, oh shit, people going to see this, and they're going to know, they're going to know. Oh yes. But it's not just you. It's a lot of guys. The whole group from the beginning has been targeted at old men. Mainly, and young girls. Young girls, and they want these young girls to follow in the example of these girls who are, you know, being massively sexualized, over-sexualized. Shouldn't be an over-sexualized, because they shouldn't be sexualized in the first place, should they? From the very beginning, the person who was put in charge of this group to build the identity, the characters, to build the music, the whole thing, the concepts. She had, like, Brooke Shields when she was a child on the wall. She had, who was abused when she was a child actor. She had all these accusations about child porn, and she's done a bunch of things, very questionable sexualizing of people who were not grown-ups, who were young teenagers. And she's done this all before. The whole fucking point of this group is to create catchy, insidious music, and then to put it out in the world with young girls, some of which are underage, put it out there, and to attract young girls who want to emulate them, who want to be like them, and old men who want to pedophilically, old fucking pedos who want to fuck them. That's it. That's the truth. And it's a truth that, oh, if you say it, then you're in the wrong. You're in the wrong for talking about reality. That's not what we're doing. Yes, you are. You disgusting pedophiles. You disgusting fucking pedophiles. Isn't it funny that when you're a corporation with millions, maybe billions, you know, soft billions, they're not a giant corporation, but they're, you know, the BTS fucking thing. They got a few other successful groups now. You know, when you got a significant amount of money, you can be openly selling this soft fantasy child porn to old men. And you can get away with it. And the vast majority of people are going to bop their heads to the music and call them cute. Talk about how fucking cute they are. How they're angels. All this shit. And it's open abuse. It's open public abuse. And I'm not fucking here for it. I'm here to stand against it. And if you're listening to this and you love NewJeans, really think about it. Can you just get out of your fucking head for a second and really try and think about what's happening to this girl? And look, I'm sure she wants it. And I'm sure she wants the money. And I'm sure she loves the attention. But the point is that there should, maybe she doesn't at the same time, but there shouldn't be, it shouldn't even be a fucking option. It shouldn't be a choice. You shouldn't be put out there into the public eye like that as a child, as someone underage, as a young teenager. And for it to be sexual. I mean, you go listen to the Cookie song, and you'll 100% agree with me. I've talked about it before. I talked about it in this episode as well. Cookie song. Push it, partner. Take it, don't break it. I wanna see you taste it. Sugar, the sugar, bet you want some. It's disgusting. It truly is disgusting. They're talking about fucking people eating their cookies, their little cookies. How you want to taste it, boy? It's fucking hilarious how obvious it is. It's so blatantly obvious. You know? And I'm sure they're starving her as well. There has been pictures that have come out of her with a tiny plate of food with like 4 vegetables on it. And she's pretending like it tastes delicious. This fucking starvation diet that she's on tastes delicious. She give her a fucking cookie. She's the one that needs the cookie. Give the child some cookies. Let her fucking live. Outside of this. This is one of the things that will be looked back on. Perhaps, depending on how the world goes, but it should be looked back on as just outrageous. People won't believe that that's something that used to happen. And people should see it now, but they don't. They don't, because they don't fucking think things through, do they? They don't go, oh, there, she looks pretty. Oh, wait, she's 14. Oh, fuck. That shouldn't be happening. Why is she dressed like that? Why is she talking about me tasting her fucking little cookie? What's going on? Disgrace. It's a fucking disgrace. We got to change K-pop. K-pop's great. K-pop's great. But they kill these girls and boys. But mostly I know about the girls. And it's mostly the girls. I know, you know, BTS were a big thing. And there's a few other groups like Big Bang were around before. And there's a few others. But mostly it's the girls. I think the girls are definitely a bigger thing now. And I think they will continue to be a bigger thing going into the future. And with the girls, the pressure is on even more, you know. It is on with the boys, but not in the same way. This is a part of the gender thing that I completely agree with. Girls have it worse when it comes to these types of situations. The girls, they all have to starve themselves. They all have to. And if they don't, then they're pushed aside and they're very much, you know, become, you know, irrelevant. Even if they're still in the groups, they're irrelevant, you know. And if they get skinny, they get those rewards of the attention. If they get anorexic, they get even more. And more of them do it. They starve them. They fucking starve them. And then they kill themselves. They kill themselves in the end. A bunch of them. And I'm sure the ones who don't kill themselves are real fucked up and kind of want to kill themselves. And yet, then you got what they do to the children. Like, literal children as well. Like, fucking, I don't know how young it goes. Like, it could go to, like, fucking 6 and 7. It's very young. Definitely around 10 years old. Like, I'm sure there's 8, 9, 10-year-olds. Who are training right now to debut in the future, you know. I read the other day that there's a 13-year-old girl debuted in another group that is, I think they're called Baby Monster. Very fucking sexualized as well, you know, the whole thing. When you're gyrating around and you're singing grown-up lyrics, okay, and you're dressed in all these outfits, and you have all this makeup on, how the fuck can it not be sexualized? It's like these beauty pageants. You're going to look at these beauty pageants for kids and say that they're not catering to one specific group of people. Old guys who want to fuck children. Okay? That's it. And with these K-pop girl groups, it's like, okay, young girls who wanna be the girls who want that attention but can't get it, all right? Because they're just not going to put in the work, be the lucky ones, or they're fucking ugly. They just haven't got it. They're chubbies. That group of people and the old fucks who want to fuck children. It's the two groups. And then also, like, retarded people. Okay, who have air in their heads. Nothing but fucking air and Skittles in their heads. Soft fucking squidgy people. It genuinely makes me sad and angry. Angry and sad. That this is a thing that happens openly and is allowed. And not just allowed legally. I mean allowed culturally, society isn't doing shit about this. They're encouraging it. It's like 3% of the comments I've seen of the video I saw of that grown man talking to that child, dressed up that way. 3% of them were, you know, aware of what actually the dynamic is there. That guy, you know, take it outside of K-pop, that guy's talking to a 15-year-old girl, and she looks like that. That's a fucking prison sentence. It is. It's a fucking prison sentence. You know, it's called grooming. But if you're a, you know, multi-million dollar company, a billion dollar company, multi-billion dollar company in Korea, and you're in the entertainment industry, it is 100% accepted. And the Western fucks who love K-pop, they eat it up and they love it, you know? And someone like me telling them the truth, just, they can't hear it, okay? They hear it and then it buzzes around their head and it just doesn't connect. Because they're in the cults. The great thing about these K-pop companies, it is great. I really do appreciate how great this is, what the K-pop companies do. They have many different cults. And it's mostly about money, alright? Cults aren't really that fun if it's just about money, but it's mostly just about money for these corporations. But it still is great. I don't think they have any, you know, I don't think they're great in the sense that they're going to really change anything, they're going to do anything special. But what's great about it is that they're a company that develops all of these subcults, all of these groups, and each of the groups have cult members, you know? And sometimes you can get a fucking hardcore cult member of that group to also be a hardcore cult member of this group, your next group coming up. And each of the groups operate like a cult, a little fucking subcult. You know, there's no soul, there's no character, there's no meaning, there's nothing really there except money. But it still is genius, you know. We got a fucking 18 and above. 18, great number. You're an adult at 18. Most places, most countries, 18. Yeah, that's about it. 18. You want to do that? You want to debut a fucking bunch of 18-year-olds? Dress them up like whores? Get them fucking calling old men? Whatever. Do it! Get them singing about their little cookies. At 18, their cookies are still little. Somebody needs to tell these K-pop companies. Somebody needs to tell Hype Corporation that at 18 years old, okay, a woman's vagina is still fresh and is still little. Mostly. And they can still sing about their little cookies. They don't have to be children. They don't have to be children, Hype. Okay? And most importantly of all, you don't have to take a beautiful, precious, young child called Kim Garam and destroy her dreams. You destroyed her dreams. You destroyed her dreams. You destroyed her dreams. And she is my son. She is my child. Okay. And I'll never forgive you for that. And look, if you didn't do that, maybe I would still do it. I would still fucking make this episode on New Jeans. Alright? So there's no point in even saying what I was perhaps going to say. But look, you shouldn't have done it with Kim Garam. You shouldn't have done that because you really made me you got me as an enemy. And you don't fucking want me as an enemy, you little bitch, you little bitch. You are a little bitch of mine, all right? And I will have my revenge for my child, my son. I will have my revenge. At some point in the future, I will destroy your company. Completely. Completely. And you'll be left on the concrete, looking up at the buildings you used to own, crying your little Korean eyes out. And that isn't racist, it's just because Hype Corporation, they all have little eyes for some reason. You'll be crying your little eyes out. Okay. And you will regret it so much. You will regret doing that to Kim Graham. My son, my child. And just, yeah, stop being pedophiles, basically. Stop being, stop creating all this softcore child grooming porn bullshit for all of these old men. Stop doing that. I don't like it. I think you're sick. I think you're disgusting. And I hope, I really do hope that you all suffer in a painful, very painful natural death. All at once. Yeah. Stop doing it. It's really sick. It's really sick. And if you're a pedophile out there, just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's gay. It's gay and boring. Being a pedophile is gay and boring. And no one likes to be gay and boring. All right. The worst possible combination is gay and boring. And you're gay and boring. You're gay and boring. All right, that's the episode. See you in the next one.